Blackstone Publishing presents The First Salute by Barbara W. Tuchman. This book is read by Wanda McCadden.
Notice. A number of difficulties and discrepancies exist in the narrative. The first is the peculiar peregrination of Windward and Leeward Islands in the Caribbean, whose location and designation find no agreement among various atlases and current sources on the West Indies. The Cartographic Division of the National Geographic Society explains one reason for the confusion, namely that there is a slight overlap of the islands at the midpoint of the West Indian chain. According to the National Geographic, Dominica and the chain extending north of Martinique belong to the Leeward group, and those south of Dominica, down to and including Barbados and Tobago, belong to the Windward group. I leave this problem to the controversy that will inevitably ensue, knowing that the definitive is elusive. A second problem is the continual elasticity in the given number of ships in a squadron or fleet. As explained in a later footnote, the count suffers from uncertain visibility at sea and depends upon whether frigates and merchant ships are counted, along with ships of the line, and whether a certain number may have left the squadron or been added to it after the count was made. Money. That is, the value of a foreign currency in the late 18th century, or its equivalent to a better-known currency or to our own in contemporary terms, is of course a perennial problem in all historical studies. I can do no better than quote what I wrote in the foreword to A Distant Mirror, a book on the 14th century, that because value and equivalency keep changing and are impossible to make definite at any one time, I advise the reader not to worry about the problem, but to simply think of any given amount as so many pieces of money. Finally, the problem of non-agreement...